Deacon Jerry Ford. He is the co-founder of Team Hero.
So thank you for this great turnout, everybody coming up this afternoon to address this issue that we've been fighting for so long. I too was with Ms. Renee Powell in the chamber when we went and we spoke to the county in regards to early voting access. So this has been a long fight for a lot of us. And we're starting to see that this is very deliberate.
Yes.
It's not happenstance. It's not, you know, somebody is not paying attention. This is a very deliberate act that is going on. And you know why? Because voting equals all of us. All of us standing here, white, black, rich, poor, all of us, Democrats and Republicans, voting equals all of us. And so when we talk about early voting and access to voting, that's when there are certain accommodations need to be met so that everybody can get to the polls, especially with disability. People that work, who don't have the opportunity to take off work, who have transportation challenges. The early voting really benefits these people. And right now, we are seeing that this is being denied.
That's right.
This is being denied.
Yes.
And when the AG has to step in to make a change, come on, that's sad. Elected officials have the obligation to do what the people say.
Yeah.
So if you can't do what the people say, you shouldn't be in the office.
That's right.
Simple as that. I'm here to encourage everyone to let you know that your vote counts.
Yeah.
Last year, we came up with Souls to the Polls, which was a great collaboration of different organizations to take people up to the meeting hall. And they call it South Troy, but it's really like Southeast Troy. And the reason why we had to do that, because it wasn't accessible. And even with those buses, we still had people that had challenges. And so then what did we do? We started doing car rides to the polls. We're going to do whatever it takes to make sure
everybody has equal access.
Right.
That's right.
It's known as the great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. It's always the right time to do what is right. And here we stand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Deacon Jerry Ford. Next. Tashika Medina, the founder of Equality for Troy.
Yay, Tashika!
So, we're not gonna let them take our voice.
That's right.
Like the brother said, if we gotta get buses, if we gotta get cabs, if we gotta do whatever we gonna do to make our voice heard, we are going to be heard.
Yeah.
This is a deliberate attempt.
Yes.
And voter confusion is what?
Voter suppression.
It certainly is. And Rensselaer County, we on to you.
Yeah.
You are literally doing this on purpose. We just want equal rights. We just want our voice heard. If we put you in office, we can certainly get you out.
So,
we got to keep this going. And when we say that we need help to get these people up to these voting sites, I need you guys to really come together collectively in solidarity so we can let our voices be heard.
Yep.
And thank you so much for letting my voice be heard today.
What I would do is open up the mic. It is up to you if you would like to come and to speak. I wanted to at least open it up to about four candidates if they would like to speak of voter suppression, because this is actually impacting them.
This is not just a Troy issue. But let me be clear. Our candidates who are running in the city of Troy are at a significant disadvantage. Because here is our densely populated voters.
Yes.
And when we keep them away from the polls, listen, I'm a kid of the 60s. So I know what it's like to have to stand in front of my bodega, in front of my church, in front of my community center to get that ride to take me where I need to go. At the same time that I gotta worry about my kids getting picked up from school, my mom getting to the store, all the things that we take for granted as voters. The people who need to get to the polls need us to get them there.
Yeah.
They need to be able to do it on their own time, on their own dime, and we have kept that away from this. This is not acceptable. It is not acceptable in the United States of America. It is not acceptable in Rensselaer County. We are going to be the voice of change.
My name is Dee Collin Charleston, and as the running for City Council District 1, I'm also a Black woman.
Come on.
I'm also someone who rides the bus. I'm also someone who did not go to the Armenian church. From where I live in Lansingburg, it takes 2 buses and almost a 10-minute walk to get there.
That's not access.
If the site was Unity House, that would cut my time and effort more than half. If you look at the candidates that are running in Troy, a number of people of color running for office. That's something to really notice. So when Rensselaer County Board of Elections decides to not adhere to the law and they drag their feet on reconciling the fact that we need a location that's accessible and easy for people to get to vote. We should be encouraging people to vote.
That's right.
Not dismissing the fact that we want to engage in the voting process. So at this point, I can say that it's intentional. It's intentional because they've noticed who's running for office. And it means something. Everybody in the city of Troy to be able to vote how they want to vote. So that voting process is fair. Yeah.
Thank you, Dee. I'm Stephen Figueroa. That's running for City Council, District 2.
I'm just going to keep it short and simple, okay? There's no way that we shouldn't have access as taxpayers, as residents. We work so hard in the city of Troy to not have access to early voting sites. And as we all know, elections is right around the corner. When you're in that voting poll, make sure that you know who you vote for.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Stephen. Peter?
Thank you. I'll be brief as well, frankly. It should not be this hard for people to have the right to vote. This is what we're all about. Democracy is all about, is having the right to vote. They're afraid that they won't have the power that they have anymore, and it is all about power. Well, the real power is here. This election year is probably one of the most critical elections that has happened in the city of Troy. We have changed. Our demographics has changed. Our complexion has changed.
Say that.
We are a different city now, and we have different needs, and we deserve rights. Thank you very much.
So next up is Nora McDowell.
Young people need to vote.
Right.
I've always encouraged kids to vote. I've loved doing it, whether it's through the club, Girls Inc., when I was working for ARC, and we're making it harder for them to vote their first voting time. Moms need to vote. They need to be able to get the kids in the stroller and get to the polls. They need to not be confused as to what day it is, where it is, what's gonna happen. Voter confusion is voter suppression.
That's right.
Get whatever help you need to vote, but we shouldn't have to work so hard. Sometimes the primary election is the election. So be ready. Use whatever way you can vote. Just vote.
Yeah. Go voter. Go voter.
Thank you, Nora. I have space for 2 more people.
I'll go. This is just confusing to me. What is going on here? Do we have any good answer for why we don't have an early voting location in the heart of Troy?
Racism! White supremacy!
Who stands to benefit from denying the center of Troy an early voting site? I will say, you know, we know that that is where the highest concentration of low-income voters are, highest concentration of voters of color, Black voters, disproportionately Democratic voters. I would like to know why Rensselaer County commissioners on both sides of the aisle are not supporting an early voting site in the heart of Troy, and then what do the voters get to do about that?
Thank you. I'm Emily Mann. I'm a Democratic candidate for Downtown District 4. It is our patriotic duty as Americans to fight for the votes of all. To take it from one person is to take it from all. Veterans, blood has been shed. Blood has been shed in this county for the right to vote. Generations of Americans have died for the right to vote. They've died in the South. They've gotten on buses to put their lives on the line to vote. I've registered hundreds of people to vote. And I encourage you, if you look like me, if you have resources, if you have transportation, if you have time, if you can provide childcare, if you can open up your heart and get someone to the polls until this is corrected, and it will be corrected, because we're the ones that pay the salaries behind these doors. It is our fundamental right to vote, and we will not stop. Thank you.
I'm Phil Markham of the Working Families Party, and just ask everybody to try to get locally involved, that we have little groups, clubs. There's all sorts of things that we can do to get the people involved. Don't just go out and vote. It's not that hard, really, to get 100 people to vote. So do it. Thanks.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Phil. I just want to say, Melissa, you're amazing. And I just want to repeat these words three times. If your vote didn't matter, they wouldn't work so hard to suppress it. If your vote
didn't matter,
they wouldn't work so hard to suppress it. If your vote didn't matter, they